Dr. Halberdier Detaining Clinic note on Emma, E-M-M-A, last name is E-S-Q-U-I-B-E-O, dash Castro, C-A-S-T-R-O. Birth date is 8-8-21. Patient brought to clinic by family. States that the baby's been vomiting, diarrhea for the past 5 days with no appetite. Mother states she took the baby to the nursery room, but they did not see her because her fever was not over 105. Vital signs 100.2. Immunizations up to date. No known allergies. Current medications, none. Medical history, none. Medical surgical history, negative. Present illness per mother. States that Charles has been vomiting and diarrhea. Past 5 days, having diarrhea more than 10 times a day and vomiting 17 to 20 times a day. Not taking fluids, small amount of milk. States that she was seen at an emergency room 2 weeks ago with temperature 103 for 6 days with minimal treatment with clearing of temperature after 6 days. If you have symptoms on contributory, medical exam, general appearance, no acute distress, infant examination, all within normal limits, head, eyes, ears, and nose and throat, negative except for slight erythema of the pharynx, neck supple without masses, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, abdomen, heart rate, rhythm without murmurs of gout, abdomen soft without organomegaly or tenderness, or guarding. Extremities negative for cyanosis, edema, or restricted range of motion, skin without rash or lesions, neurological cranial nerves 2 to 12 intact, no motor sensing deficits noted, neuro at baseline. Patient had strep screen performed in office, which was negative. The cause of history, severe vomiting and diarrhea for several days, without clear evidence of dehydration, but because of history, patient was advised to take child to Texas Children's Hospital for additional evaluation. A note was sent asking for their treatment. Follow up in the future as needed. Diagnosis, gastroenteritis by history with frequent vomiting and diarrhea, and with minimal dehydration. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.